This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've reported often on this program about the market forces that are driving American coal to the sidelines of our energy economy. The latest entry comes from the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming, the biggest, most productive, and most efficient, that is, cheapest place to mine coal in the United States. For all those business advantages, though, last night brought bankruptcy nonetheless. Normally, bankruptcy means reorganizing while the digging continues, but not this time. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
More than 600 miners in rural Wyoming are now unemployed. That's more than 10% of the mining jobs in the entire state. The mining company Black Jewel closed down the fourth and sixth largest mines in the country. Early yesterday, the company talked of reorganizing and staying afloat. But then, bank money fell through.
Yesterday was kind of like a heart attack in the Powder River Basin.
Robert Godby is an energy economist at the University of Wyoming.
It was kind of a out-of-the-blue outcome. People woke up that morning thinking they had a job, and by the end of the day, they didn't.
It's the most dramatic of five bankruptcies in 4 years in the Powder River Basin, or PRB. Coal is cheap and abundant there, but even the PRB can't compete with cheaper natural gas. Gas electricity plants are multiplying, and coal plants are shutting down, says Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Andrew Cosgrove.
People underestimated the power plants that were going to close down. I think that most people had thought that PRB coal wouldn't be impacted as much.
Coal production in the West is down 35% the past decade. John Morgan at Respec Consulting sees a long-term decline despite efforts by the Trump administration to loosen coal plant pollution rules.
The pricing of gas is probably driving it more than anything else, and any small change in policy on plant emissions might stay the execution of some plants, but it's not going to change the overall landscape.
In Wyoming, one question for the Black Jewel mines is, assuming they stay closed, who pays for environmental cleanup? Again, economist Rob Godby.
If Black Jewel goes bankrupt and there are, you know, goes through, for example, a Chapter 7, there's a very high probability that the state and the federal government could be left holding the bag on the cleanup.
He's already watching for the next mining shutdown. Another bankrupt firm plans to auction its assets next week. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.